And a whole cake make the same kind, but much better.
Mm-hmm.
Had a different taste to it.
You ever call it light bread, or is that bread and loaves?
No, that's just the way laid on. These young cooks went cooking that light bread, loaves of light bread. When we come on, they ain't knowing nothing about that cooking light bread, but some of the sisters here used to cook it, it'd be good, that light bread, loaves of light bread.
And when you fry round things with a hole in the middle, that you used to have any of those, or is that something?
I was called them doughnuts.
Never fried cakes. Midland is from the side of a hog, and the pressed meat that make out of the hog's head.
Yes, sir. Take the hog's head
and the foots.
And cook it and take all the bones out, had a way to make them a long time ago. When we the boys are called the South.
Mm-hmm.
But now they call the hog head cheese. Same thing called the hog head cheese
hog
now.
And what's the hard thing in the center of the cherry? You have to spit it out.
That's where some of them call it the seed, some of them call it the kernel.
Yeah, and then the peach, what do you usually say?
Peach kernel. Yes.
And if the meat clings or sticks to the kernel, what do you call that kind of a peach?
Press.
That's a press. And if the meat goes away, easy, it's a...
Free thumb.
We call it class seeds in this conversion. But now they call them free thumb.
They used to call them class.
Class seeds, that's all we know it.
And beans that don't have to be shelled, you just break them up.
That's a snap bean.
Beans that do have to be shelled,
we call them peas.
You ever call them butter beans?
Butter beans.
That shell them, it's a white flat bean.
And when
some call butter peas, like that.
Butter peas, yeah.
Not as large as butter beans, small or white, they're good.
When turnips grow about this high above the ground and you cut that, what do you call that?
Salad green.
Green.
No roots on them.
And do you ever heat milk slowly on the stove and make a kind of cheese?
No, sir. We didn't learn that.
Never have any clabber cheese?
No, sir.
These questions just have to do with the way that you change words to show a different change in time. You might say, right now I see you, but yesterday I saw you and I have seen you many times. Or you say, we go to church this Sunday, last Sunday we went to church and we have gone many times. How would you talk about singing? Suppose somebody sang a song in church, you say, this Sunday she sings, she will sing the song, but last Sunday she... Also, what?
Well, it'd be usually talking about so-and-so show song last Sunday.
Yes. And they say, it seems like every Sunday all year she has... Every Sunday all year she has sang or sung.
Well, it wouldn't make much difference. He just sang a song. A fellow like us didn't have no education. He says, maybe say sang when you to be sung, or song when you to be sang, but just so you was just common people know what you're talking about.
And eating or buying groceries, you might say, have the groceries been, if you're talking about buying some groceries, and say, have those groceries been?
They didn't use the word grocery when us come on, come out going to town about rations. That's what it called
it. Rations.
Yes, sir. But later on, say buying groceries.
Bought or
boughten? Well, either way, it just might say bought or boughten. It says anything to do back then, of course, it didn't know better.
Mm-hmm. And how about eating? I eat now, this morning, I ate breakfast.